Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then for the Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin, their star receiver, who garnered so much of the headlines this offseason because of his hold-in and his contract demands, eventually got a contract but didn't practice. And then, surprise, surprise, he starts pulling muscles. This happened. He is dealing with a quad injury. My understanding is the status for this week is very much in doubt. Would not be surprised at all if he missed the game. But he has been getting a variety of opinions to see what is best for him health-wise.
Surprise, surprise, Ian Rappaport says he starts pulling muscles. That's the quote. That's the direct quote. You just heard it twice, right? I'm not making this up. Surprise, surprise, he starts pulling muscles. Listen, Ian Rappaport's not the only person to believe the two are connected. The question is, what can we prove? What do we know? What do we believe? Because I don't think we can prove or know anything. What I mean by that is Dan Quinn certainly is not going to tell us. Terry McLaurin is not going to tell us. Buddy Baker is not going to tell us. Adam Peters is not going to tell us. They won't let us talk to doctors. Nobody is going to tell us. And even if they told us, I don't think we would be able to get the 100% truth. That the injury suffered on the 56-yard catch and tumble, which should have been a touchdown, which, of course, the stupid NFL not only had a regular review, but had an expedited review because they were so sure of themselves, overturned, and it led to a Bill touchdown, which I was appreciative because caught up with Bill after the game, and we had him on the show on Monday. But you hear Rappaport say, surprise, surprise, he starts pulling muscles. That's not... Let me repeat, that's not Chris Russell saying that. That's not the Rooster saying that. That's not Sports Talk Radio saying that. That's not this station saying that. That's Ian Rappaport, who is a member of the media, who is allowed to offer an opinion, who is allowed to analyze. I have no problem at all with Ian Rappaport perhaps offering a snarky analysis. I do it all the time. But, and this might surprise you. This might surprise you. I don't believe the two are directly related. I don't believe the two are related. Do you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I believe the two are separate. Terry McLaurin's been practicing for 5 weeks and has played in 2 games. I have to believe, logic, common sense would tell me, if they were connected, if they were related, it should have happened earlier. Again, I'm not a doctor, but you know what? I happen to know one who calls this show on a regular basis, who I consider a pal. A friend, Dr. Sabah, is with us on line two, who again has, according to what she said, and probably will confirm here, had multiple surgeries performed with Dr. Williams Myers, the world-renowned expert in core muscle injuries that was cited by Ian Rappaport that evaluated Terry McLaurin. Is that accurate, Doc? Did I hear that right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, Chris. I was trying not to call in anymore because I'm getting hate on Twitter for, I guess, me saying that, Jaden didn't look like himself and maybe it would be nice to kind of give him a rest while he's, quote, injured.
We can talk about that another day.
Yes, exactly. But since we're talking about the Terry McLaurin, so basically, we always called him, well, we called him Dr. Myers, but most people call him Bill Myers, and it's not Williams Myers, it's William.
Oh, okay. He wrote it Williams Myers. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, when I was in residency at UMass, during my surgical residency, he showed up from Duke, big wig, hepatobiliary guys is mostly what he is, but he got this in sports hernias. And so, as me being one of the residents, I would operate with him because he was the chair of the Department of Surgery. So as I got higher up in the ranks, I would do more cases with the chair. The interns don't do the cases with the chair unless they're like really, really simple cases. Mm-hmm. But these sports hernias are fairly simple to do. It's kind of like a regular hernia repair. It's the abdominal wall muscle that's kind of torn off the pubic bone there, and sometimes it's torn off from itself, and you just repair the muscle and reattach it with some sutures right on like the pubic symphysis on that pubic bone, the periosteum, the little line just. That's right on the bone. And all that scar tissue just lets it kind of just sock down there and kind of keep it steady. But it takes at least 6 weeks, 6 to 12 weeks to recover from that. But it's a real quick, easy operation. And when I said I'd operated with him, he was training me. So, he would let us do the case. The residents, do the case while he's watching, that kind of thing. So
right.
I did about probably 20 of them. And we did a bunch of MLB players and NHL because we were in the Boston area. He has since left, and I think he went to, of course, after I graduated, because then he couldn't live without me up there. he's since left and went to I don't even know if he does hepatobiliary anymore. He used to do liver, pancreas, all those big, huge operations, and he probably kind of settled into the hernia. Those are nice and easy, quick ones, So, no, he went to Temple afterwards or somewhere in Philadelphia. I'm not sure where he is now, but the bottom line is that if this is what Terry has, he probably got it on that play that he should have had a touchdown on.
Yes, clearly.
If you think about it, he stretched himself out.
Yep.
And what you do when you stretch yourself out and when someone pounces on you while you're stretching yourself out, what do you think that muscle does?
Yeah, you're being
expanded. You can tear something.
It's expanded or torn or strained or whatever.
Yeah, so what happened is, what I'm surprised, though, is they're calling it a quad, which kind of the quad does enter the groin area, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. But if he's going to Bill Myers, then he's probably being assessed for an abdominal wall.
Right. Okay, so I said a hernia or
your external oblique.
Right, I said a hernia or adductor. I didn't think of the abdominal wall, but that all makes sense.
The abdominal wall is the adductor.
Okay.
Well, the abdominal wall, you got the external oblique, you got the rectus abdominis, internal oblique.
There's
muscles that all go down to that groin, okay? So what happens is he's probably being assessed for that. If he doesn't have that, rest may do it. But if he does and he goes ahead and gets the surgery, you're talking about several weeks of out. And just as a side note, I think that's what Caitlin Clark has. And I think they're not saying it because they kept saying week by week, going, and then, I'm out. I wonder if she ended up having surgery, and I'm also wondering if Curtis Samuel, you remember how Curtis Samuel had a growing injury when Ron first brought him from Carolina Panthers?
Yes, yes,
and then he slipped up weeks later and said after his surgery, and I was like, what?
Yep.
What surgery? I bet you that's what, because this is not uncommon. But to answer the question, was him holding out caused this injury? I say yes and no, but it's for a different reason. I think it caused the injury because he wanted to prove so much how worth he is. He wanted to get that touchdown so much that he literally just stretched out. You know, he just wanted it so badly, and that's probably what kind of ripped the muscle a little bit. And it's kind of ironic because the very reason the uppers didn't want to really pay him big money because they don't feel like he has that breakaway speed. Ironically, if he had the breakaway speed, he wouldn't have had to dive like he had to. Make sense? So it all comes together. But I don't think it was because his muscles weren't stretched out enough. I think it was just because he wanted it so badly.
And very interesting. Thank you, Doc. As always, appreciate the insight and analysis and expertise. Even though you haven't examined Terry McLaurin, I will take it as the best I'm going to get. And I value your opinion and your analysis. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. That is Dr. Sabah. I guess it's not Williams Myers, but she once worked with Dr. William Myers.
Billy Myers.
Little Bill. She once worked with him. So, again, she qualifies as at least an educated expert in this area. And she just explained it all. If you missed it, go back, hit the Odyssey Rewind. I don't know how interested you guys are in the exact medical terminology, but as we said yesterday, right? We said, as soon as I saw he was seeking a second opinion, that was not because he got good news.
Mm.
Okay? And everybody scoffed at me. Well, you don't know. You're not a doctor. Let me surgically unattach my pop-pops.
So, DQ did say that, like, getting a second opinion isn't unusual.
Well,
it kind of, like, downplayed the injury.
Yeah, isn't unusual. Yes, we know it's not unusual. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's not because you got good news, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you did get good news, and then you're like, oh, man, this thing still really freaking hurts. It's swollen like whatever. You don't do that for no reason. Of course it was bad news. How bad? We don't know. Again, I mentioned at the start of the show, quad, right? Quad muscle goes from essentially, like Doc said, your groin area. She used the pubic bone, right? Okay, because that's the bone in there.
Chris right? Russell is currently showing me his thigh for the audience. He has his legs stretched out, and he is showing
me his thigh. I am not showing you. I am not exactly showing you leg.
Listen.
You don't want to see that, okay? But what I'm saying is the quad muscle is a big freaking muscle. It's not like a little thing. It's not a tiny little area. So if it was upper, I think that's worse than lower because of everything that Doc just gave us. Adductor, abdominal, groin, hernia. It could be a number of anything. But she said she doesn't believe. If I understood exactly what she was saying, she doesn't believe the two were connected. Do you? I don't believe they were connected to him missing training camp. What do you believe? 301-230-0980. First to trending alert, and then right back to your calls. Chuck in South Carolina, we're coming out right at you and more. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.